Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Seriously, I mean, that's the only way. You got to get involved. If you don't want to, you don't want to hear your voice, you don't want this, you don't want to, I've heard a lot of excuses, but send me an email. I'll be more than happy. If you're nasty, though, be ready for me to read your name. I have no problem with it. It doesn't bother me at all. So, anyway, look, I always say to it, I mean it very sincerely, is that I'll do this. The mic doesn't make me an expert. The fact that I have a mouth and a mic in a show doesn't mean I'm an expert in all areas. And some of these guys that do these shows, commentators, they are, I never, remember the old saying, jack of many trades, master of none? So you bring in the experts. This is what we had General Valley on earlier in the show. I mean, here's a guy who's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on overseas, what's going on with China, what's going on with Russia. Some of the inside information is what's happening. And he's telling you stuff that nobody else is going to tell you. He's telling you stuff that nobody else is dealing with. Are you hearing about what's going on in North Carolina? Yeah, well, we all have. But are you, North Korea? Do you know what's going on in Ukraine? Do you know what's going on in Russia? For real. Not what you're being kind of sort of fed by CNN. Not what you're kind of being fed by Fox or Newsmax. But really what's happening there. Now, General Valley was a friend with an ally. I don't want to say an ally necessarily, but a friend with, had a relationship with Putin. And he's telling me now that the guy's ripping his hair out of his head because these generals told him they'd be in and out of there in no time. This was going to be a non-issue. And he's getting it handed to him. I mean, the shout-outs about nuclear weapons is kind of all he's got left. The equipment he has is outdated, broken down. He doesn't can't get parts to fix some of that stuff. And when you see the Russian soldiers that have been interviewed, what are they saying? Every one of them has a common thread to them. We didn't know we were coming to invade the Ukraine. We didn't know this is what we were going to be doing. Now, how in God's creation are they going to be able to do the fight? How in God's creation are they going to step up, fight with the fervor that our guys do? You know, there's a big difference. One of the things that makes... some of you are going to think this is too patriotic, but one of the things that makes our army so strong, that makes our military, I should say, such a force to deal with, is they believe in this country. They enjoy the freedoms that they have, and they believe in this country. And yeah, some of them are out there because they watched G.I. Joe when they were a kid. They want to do shoot 'em up, bang, bang. But they want to protect this country. I don't see that in other countries. Not that they don't love their countries, those people don't, but what are they willing to give for it? What's the incentive? For them, is it more money? Or is it because they love this country? They love the freedoms of this country. How many of our soldiers, when you see overseas, now think about something here. You see them overseas, and what's their response? They'll hold up a picture of their family, and they'll say, I'm fighting for them. I'm fighting to make sure that they're free. Now, some of you think that's corny and stupid and what have you. How many people died in the Twin Towers? How many people died at Pearl Harbor? Don't think it can't come here. And they get it. Some of them really, truly get it. And what you see happening overseas now, when you talk about you've got the Chinese now, and the Russians, they're buying oil from the Saudis, and guess what they're not using? The American dollar. We were the force. Our power, our strength didn't just come from the military. Our power and strength came from our economics, our economic strength and our military strength and the integrity of the country, even with the issues that we had. We don't have any of that anymore. I mean any of it. We've got a guy that walks around shaking the hands of imaginary people. As I did earlier, I played Harris. She thinks space draws people closer together. I'm still trying to figure that one out. Maybe I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But I'm trying to figure that out. You have Pelosi, who thinks that Joey B is one of the smartest people on the planet. We couldn't have asked for a better president. This is what that group believes. And if you were with me last hour, you saw the top 10 choices of Democrats for the next president. The worst person on the list that they had at number 10 was AOC. This is what that party is made up of. This is why it's so important that you pay attention. That you truly, yes, I know, that you truly pay attention to what's going on. Okay? So, when it comes again to experts, Eric Hallaby is going to join me after the break. You need to know truly what to do with your money. I get emails from you guys all the time. You're coming up on retirement. Are you going to have enough money to retire? You've got money now. You've got a job now. But your boss is cutting it back to 3 days a week from 5 days a week because they can't get, this is surprising, they can't get product to sell. And everybody's talking about the next recession coming. And you know what? I'm just going to sit back and watch. Arif is going to give us all that information. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Yeah, okay. One more time around the desk. Go ahead, do your dance, whatever makes you happy. Okay, get to the business at hand. You know, I always talk to you guys about when it comes to money and gold and silver and all this stuff, but I don't really know about it. Don't study it. And that's really you have to be. You have to be with people who live it, who are in it every day. And, you know, not somebody who dabbles in it. You know, if Uncle Frank has been doing day trading for the last 20 years and he's not out of the mobile home yet, probably not a guy you should be taking financial advice from. So, but that's why I bring the people in who have a clue. Now, I haven't had him on in a while. He actually even guest hosted for me several times. The, what do I want to call you? The founder, the man for TFS Financial Insurance Services, Arif Halaby. joins BC Dust from time to time. And Arif, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Well, man, thanks for having me. I love being part of your show, Joe, because the listeners across the country, actually, you guys have something that's very, very rare, and that's a deep love for the United States and the success of the United States and the ideas of the United States, which include capitalism, which include the right to pursue happiness. People, in some cases, even think that that's, I don't want to say a joke, but that was just kind of added in because there are some statistics of Americans that aren't happy.
Okay. I'm laughing a little bit, though, because do we still have a right to pursue happiness? I mean,
you're used to. As long as you're wearing a mask, nobody has to see that you're happy.
Well, I have the pleasure of working with Arif on his show, and there's so much good information, and I mean that sincerely. There's a lot of good information you can glean from what he's saying and what he's doing, and some of the caveats that he has said, don't do this, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I've done that four times, I have four kids.
I make this mistake.
Yeah, I signed on the wrong line four times, I'm sure. But I want to go through, Arif, some of the issues that are going on today. You've got inflation going up. People really don't understand how inflation works and how it's going to affect them. You have people that are working jobs that it's not making it work. I mean, you see what's going on at the supermarkets, the gas pumps. It's just not there for them.
Well, yeah, you basically have shoplifting now being done instead of somebody stealing, a Jack Daniels, a fifth of Jack Daniels. They're stealing duffel bags full because they know nobody cares. Nobody's going to stop them. They know nobody's going to go out there and try to make a difference. It's just not going to stop. This matters for big reasons, guys, because grocery stores are not charities. You have to really understand something. These organizations are going to leave, meaning stores, are going to leave the inner city. So where do you think the inner city folks are going to go to shop? Where do you think the folks are going to go to live? I don't mean bad folks. I mean good people. They're going to have to move. Well, they can't afford to move. There's no public transportation. There's no child care that's right around the corner. So this whole opportunity, this whole idea that there are people in place to try to create and build this thievery, it's going to affect your prices. Add that in addition to inflation, and man, you're in trouble. So, I don't know. Here's my tips. I'm going to give you guys some ideas. Here's some things I think you need to do to be prepared for the upcoming inflation. It's not a secret. Inflation is here.
But it's only transitory, so it'll leave soon, right?
Yeah. I think the recession is here. I spoke to somebody at, high up at BlackRock recently. I don't want to say my favorite people in the world, but the individual people are nice, they're decent, but the organization is questionable for a lot of folks. I get it. But let's think about this for a second. They're experts, and here's what they said, something very important. They said, we expect to see an ongoing stream of inflation increases, double digit. Recession is going to be here this time next year. Does it last 6 months? Does it last a year? The only thing that they can tell you is this. If the government gets involved, and this is BlackRock that blindly supports woke causes up to and including President Biden's policies. And they said something very potent. The risk of the government getting involved and making it worse is very high. We were coming out of a recession in 1930 until Franklin Roosevelt decided to come in and make a difference, quote, and drove us into a depression. Same thing. What do we think is going to happen? Well, I think the government can't help itself but have to look like it's doing something because it's coming up on an election season. In fact, today it seems like we're always in an election season. But so here's what you do. Number one, you pay off debt. Right now you can get two and three jobs. I get it. They're $12, $15, $20 an hour jobs. There may not be huge paying jobs, but you go get a second or third job, and you have to pay off consumer debt. Anything that has a variable interest rate, credit cards, a variable rate mortgages, you have to pay that. You have to go into this recession as debt-free as possible. That's number one. Number two is you have to save your money. You have to go in with savings. Now, you might say, well, Arif, I'm getting 1% interest, if I'm lucky, at the credit union or the bank. Cash is going to be king going forward because the Federal Reserve is going to start pulling money out of the system. You see, 5 or 6 years ago, we knew that a recession was coming and we were accelerating toward. Now, we didn't realize until the last 2 years that there was really bad days coming down the road. And the reason is simple. They have flooded the system with so much money that the value of the money has gone down in worth. So what do we expect? Well, say, look, guys, this is the bottom line. If you don't go out and learn how to save and build your wealth, the government will take it from you. I promise you, they will take it from you. They'll take it from you in taxes. You know, Joe, I had somebody today. She reached out. She said, Arif, I heard that the banks can reach into my bank account and take my money. I said, well, I'm sure they can. I mean, goodness, with a rule passed by anybody, they can almost do anything. Okay, I understand that. But explain to me something. All they have to do is pass a law and tax your money. They don't have to do anything nefarious. In fact, they can even do it in broad daylight and you won't even see it coming. They're just going to raise income taxes. They'll raise payroll taxes. So, of course, they're going to go into your banks and they're going to take money or your savings or your income and they'll take money. But they'll do it very upfront. They'll do it with something called a tax rate, a tax increase. The same thing, folks, with your retirement accounts. So I think when you're concerned about the government taking money, I get it. They're already going to be removing money from the system. What I want you to do is to still save. I understand you might be pushing back, but just wait a year from now when cash is king and you can walk in and buy, maybe rental properties, maybe cars, maybe whatever it is that you want to buy, but at a discount.
Well, you're lighting some things up. I mean, people want to talk a little bit about crypto, gold, silver, housing bubble. The thing about taking your money, though, I've dealt with that on the show, and they are taking your money. It's almost like a retirement account. They're borrowing it from you. The government will give you an IOU, and later on in life, they'll say, "Oh, okay, we'll pay you back at $10 a week or whatever it is."
I think they'll do that with Social Security. I think those that have not yet to collect Social Security, I think they're going to discount it. And when we come back, we'll talk about crypto.
Wait, I should start collecting now then. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot of good information coming up after the next break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The most magical place on Earth may lose its special self-governing power. The Florida Senate passed a bill on Wednesday to repeal a law allowing Walt Disney World to operate a private government over its properties in the state. The proposal could have huge tax implications for Disney, who's transformed Orlando into one of the world's most popular tourist destinations. The Florida House is expected to take up the bill on Thursday. President Joe Biden convened with U.S. military leaders on Wednesday in an annual White House gathering. The meeting held special significance as the war in Ukraine enters a risky new phase and Washington plans more weapons assistance. Newsmax reports this annual military policy meeting rarely makes news, but heavy issues, including the invasion of Ukraine, has officials fearful about European security. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. All right, two quick things before we get rolling here. We need to start supporting each other, okay? Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. On your way out, you have a shopping cart, got a promo code. Can't make it any easier than this. Promo code Joe. If you use promo code Joe, you get 50 to 60% off your products. And we support Mike Lindell, who supports a lot of us. I make a few bucks. He keeps people working. He keeps plants open here in this country. He keeps Americans, their jobs with their money, their homes. It's just a big, massive support system. And we should be supporting our own. Stop buying garbage from other countries that you don't need. You all buy pillows. You all buy sheets. You all buy pillowcases, right? I got his slippers. Not his slippers, obviously. Slippers that he makes. But I've got slippers that I love. Very comfortable. Although I disagree with the woman who says they're very elegant and you can wear them anywhere. I wear them out to the mailbox. That's about as far as I go. But really good. Good quality stuff. And the joke was his Giza sheets. You know, you hear the promo and you hear the commercial, and we kind of play around a little bit. But I got this shit. They sent me a set of sheets, and I'm telling you, I'm not a foo-foo guy. They're so comfortable, it's pathetic. I can't believe it. And I very much enjoy sleepers. I got the sheets, I got the pillowcase, I got the pillows, and I got the slippers. And I'm we got the towels too. And he's right with the towels. They do absorb. So when you get out of the shower and you dry yourself off, guess what? You're actually dry. You're not kind of sort of dry. So enough with the commercial, but check out the website, MyPillow.com. Look, you can peruse it. They don't force you to buy anything. But if you find something you like, promo code Joe will get you 50 to 60% off the products. Lots of stuff there for kids. Stuff there for Fido, too. So anyway, let's get on with it. We got some information to put out there. Eric Hallaby joins me. He is the main man over at TFS Financial and Insurance Services. You know, you got to know what to do with your money. And believe me, I'm not the guy to tell you how to handle it. Eric, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks, Joe.
How about we try it with the microphone?
Thanks, buddy. You know, thanks for a couple folks out there. Crypto has become part of your conversation. My clients, maybe 10% of you, come in. You have a conversation about it. It matters to you. You understand it. I'll tell you this. In the world of financial advisors, in the world of financial companies, very few understand crypto and cryptocurrencies. It's just not a thing that we understand at length. So I'm going to share my information, my advice, if you will, when it comes to any secondary asset class. All right? Simple enough. Ready? Just like gold and silver, people ask me about it. Should I have it as part of it? I think 10% of it is a good number. If you have $100,000 in your savings, the retirement, whatever it might be, account, if your net worth, $10,000 in any one of those things, or maybe both, if you feel that's important, fine. Because here's what happens. You have to really understand it. What I always got in trouble when I was in my teens and 20s, and now I'm in my mid-50s, so in my teens, 20s, even in my 30s when I was an investor and, you know, going out there and trying to be involved, when you make a mistake, it's when you jump in over your skis, as they say. You just don't understand completely what you're doing, at least not enough to make the right decision. I don't have to understand how a car works, but I do understand how to make it go and drive. So you don't have to completely understand every financial asset that you have, but you do have to understand what makes it work, when it goes up, when it goes down. So should you have some cryptocurrency? I think some. Which ones? I don't know, man. There's 10,000 of them out there. I think you have to do your research. See, today it's not about there's, you know, strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate ice cream. Now there's 31 flavors and then some. So when you were a kid or your parents were children, they went out and they had two or three or four choices of things to buy when it came to retirement. Today, there's tens of thousands of cryptocurrencies out there. So look, I think you should have something if you feel like that's a necessary part of it, but do your homework ahead of time. And that's the same thing with gold and silver. You know, I buy both of those, gold and silver. I don't think they're a bad investment. I just think a little bit. Right? You don't want all your eggs in one basket. I don't want them all in the stock market. I don't want them all in an apartment building in the middle of downtown. I don't want everything that I own in a single home. And that's the big mistake you guys make. Are you ready for this? You buy a house and you live in it.
You sleep in the car?
Well, you can rent, and then you buy a house and you let somebody rent it, or an apartment or a townhome, whatever it is. And then you buy another one, and you're still renting, and you let somebody rent it. And now you have two or three rentals, and now you let those people go to work every day. They pay your house payment. They give you a little bit extra. It's called the profit. And then you use that profit to pay for your personal home. That's the trade-off. You see, when you go and you buy a house to live in, when that's your first go-to, I promise you, you're setting yourself up for 10 to 20 years of a backwards financial life. Well, Eric, you know, my home is my biggest asset. Well, that says the real estate board, right? Realtors of America say your home is your biggest asset. My home is only my biggest asset if somebody else is paying for it. I'm all right with that. But if I have to go to work every day to pay for it, that's a problem. Oh, Eric, our home is paid off. I don't have any other assets, just my home is paid off. Oh, so why don't you just send me a note and let me know when you pay off your property taxes, will you? Well, when does that happen? Never. You see, that used to be the only thing you ever had to pay. There was this ongoing thing, that and some utilities. Today? Oh, your cell phone, when do you pay that off? Never. And I mean, talking the service, of course. How about your cable? Yeah, your cable, TV, yeah, that should be when? Never. Your Wi-Fi, that's got it. Your internet? Oh, that never. You see, today's world, we have so many more recurring expenses that if you haven't figured out to have assets pay for those expenses, then you're going to be this little hamster on a wheel that never ends. Do I want you to have some money in real estate? Yes. Asset? Yes. I like safe investments that give me income. So whether I'm here, whether I'm in Fiji, or sleeping in on a Sunday or Saturday or Monday, it doesn't matter. I want a regular source of income. So I want income stream. So the idea of having multiple sources of revenue coming in, Social Security, pension, your savings, rental property, whatever it might be, Also, I want there to be income coming in from your own retirement accounts. So that's why our focus as a firm, anyway, is fixed annuities, fixed index annuities, the safety purpose, getting that regular stream of income, never going backwards. But I want your assets to be in other places, too.
Your house thing you mentioned, somebody just asked, what if you buy the house, you move in as you work on it, get it where you want to get it, and then rent it out, move to the next one?
Yeah, I think that's a strategy. I think people do that regularly, and partly it's kind of like the baby steps, right? You're working on getting step. I don't mean baby steps like Ramsey. Yeah. He and I disagree in a few different spots. We probably agree on 80, 90%, but there's a big chunk that we don't. And it's the most important one, in my opinion. It's the one that builds wealth. But understand, if the only way you can get into a property is to, and it's often the best way, so it may be the only way and the best way, is to get an owner-occupied loan.
Right.
You and your spouse, or you and your friends, or just you, live in it. Maybe you rent out the other bedrooms. You're building, you're fixing it up, you're getting it ready to go, you rent it out, and you move on to the next one.
Yeah, because some of those loans, you have to live in a house for a year or something like that, right?
Yeah, there's rules like, I don't know anybody that ever checks, especially with the amount.
It's all like a show up from the
Yeah, nobody
with
cares.
The mortgage, nobody. Are you Mr. Smith?
Right. Now, listen, if you're not making the payment in 6 months and they come knocking on the door, and somebody says, hey, where's our money? And you say, well, that guy doesn't live here. We're renting it. Now you're going to have some problems. So whatever the rules are according to your loans, you have to follow through with it. But more importantly is to understand that if you're a veteran, don't forget to use your VA loan. You can buy a home, live in it, keep it for however long the VA says you're supposed to keep it as a loan and as an owner-occupied. And if you choose to move on to the next one, I never want you to sell real estate. Never. Now, listen, this isn't a real estate show. I'm not a real estate expert running around. But if you want to build wealth, you have to do what rich people do. Because guess who makes the rules? Rich or poor people? I know. I'll let you think about this. Yep. That's right. Rich people. And because rich people have always made the rules. Whether you were Cleopatra on the Nile River, she made the rules to benefit herself, her friends, and her family. But so did Napoleon, so did Genghis Khan and Fidel Castro, and so did the United States. But they apply to everybody.
Real estate, you know, many of my friends who are well off today started buying real estate when they were in their 20s.
That's right.
So anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
A classy intro for a classy guy and a classy show. All right, let's stretch it in there a little bit. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email. You got a question, head up to the chat room. That's the best place to have it. There's smarter people than I in the chat room, definitely, no question about it. But I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Arif Halaby joins me. Again, like I tell you, when it comes to finances, make sure you know who you're talking to. And you guys know, I only bring people on that I trust, that I believe to be people of integrity, and people that will do the right thing. Because I don't want to hear from you later on. So I make sure I have the right people here. He is the owner of TFS Financial and Insurance Services. And money is a... You know, one of the things you say on your show that you haven't said tonight, and you need to talk about your show in a minute, but you talk about when you meet another financial advisor or you meet somebody who's giving somebody else financial advice, you always ask them, so how's your mother and dad doing?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, well, I could probably should turn your mic on. Yeah.
I always ask this. So I make it clear that my job is not to make you rich. Because the bottom line is, if my job is to make you rich, then, man, I'm going to charge you a lot of money to make you rich, right?
I want 10% of everything.
Yeah,
you got.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
That's where I grew up. Yeah.
The reason, the purpose of a financial advisor, a financial professional, in my opinion, is this: their job is very simple. It's to keep you from being broke. You see, Warren Buffett says it well. Your spouse decides your wealth. Believe it or not, the spouse you choose, the career path you choose, and your financial habits, your spending habits. Those three things dictate your wealth going forward. But people say, well, what about picking the right stock or the right investment or the right real estate buy? No, 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 none of that. It's very simple. It's understanding that everybody is going to make millions of dollars probably in their lifetime, certainly more than a million. Mm-hmm. $50,000 a year times 20 years, that's $1 million. So why aren't you wealthy? Why do you have $876 in your checking account? It's very simple. It's because you're trusting the wrong people to do the wrong thing. You have to trust yourself to build wealth, to retain wealth. That's the job of a good financial professional. So I always say, when he says, oh, I can make you rich, I go, well, what are you good at? Well, I do stocks, bonds, mutual funds, REITs, ticks, fleas. Okay. God, you can do everything. Yeah.
And haircuts, too.
Yeah.
On Saturdays.
I say, well, that's great. So what are you great at? They go, well, I just told you what I'm great at. I go, no. Can you make this person money? Can you make him wealthy? Oh, yeah, we can. We have a strategy with a tactical formula, proprietary, using... Okay, I got it. Big words. I said, well, then first thing, if somebody ever brings that to your attention, tells you that that's what they can do, then I want you to walk in and say, I'd like to meet your mom and dad. Because you should have made them wealthy first, before you ever came and talked to me. And if you didn't, then you're a son of a gun and I'm not interested in working with you. Because you don't respect and honor your parents. Number two is, you better be wealthy, in that order.
Yeah.
And if you are wealthy and your mom and dad are wealthy, then we can talk about my personal wealth. Because you're never going to like or respect or treat my wealth as much or as good as you're going to treat yourself. So that's a big deal. I always say, find an expert at something. Nobody can be an expert at, I'm an expert at electrical and plumbing and framing, and boy, I can fix your sink, and did you have a problem with your transmission while I'm here? You would laugh at that guy, right? We would say, there's something wrong with that person. I mean, he might be good at a lot of things. We all have an Uncle Steve. I get it. Mine would do the same thing, and he probably would use duct tape half the time. But most of the time, people are most likely, or should, find an expert. And an expert's job is to focus pinpoint accuracy on the problem and to be so good at that problem solving that they know exactly what they're doing. You know, Joe, I'll tell you a quick story. There's an artist. She's passed away now. Bless her heart, and her family are wonderful people. Her name is Marty Bell, a lady by the name of Marty Bell. She passed away in her 70s, mid to late 70s. I knew her. She was a wonderful lady. I've known her for many years prior to her passing, her and her husband, Steve. She was such a great artist. She helped kind of teach and guide and was the inspiration, if you will, with Thomas Kincaid. Many people know Thomas Kincaid, who's also passed away. She's just such a great artist. Well, I went to her home one time, and I was buying some artwork, and so I was talking to her, and I said, oh, my gosh, that art, that piece on the wall, Marty, is just amazing. How long did it take you to paint that? And she said, about 35 years, Eric. And I looked at it, and I thought, well, gosh, it does look like a big painting, but... And then I got it. She said, you understand that the reason I could paint that was because of 35 years of training. It didn't take me 35 years with a brush, but it's the same reason you don't go for life-saving brain surgery to a guy who got out of brain surgery school 3 days ago. You want somebody who got out of brain surgery school 20 years ago, who does it every day. That's all he does every single day. That's it. Right? Because the key is to have the experience. So when you're testing or trusting somebody to be great at something, you want to make sure they have the depth of experience. One of the listeners wrote a question in about the real estate bubble. I can tell you this. There are going to be places in the United States that real estate, I think, will collapse. The reason I do is because 2,200 people a day leave the state of California.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we still have more people wanting to buy houses, not coming in, but wanting to buy houses in the state because they're living with family and friends or they're getting married. And so you have two different households with their children being married, and now there's three households that need a house, right, instead of two. So it's just a math problem. But a lot of those young people are leaving. A lot of the other people, businesses, are leaving the state. So where they go, I don't think is going to have as much of a decline, maybe not a decline at all. And that's going to be the parts of the country in which you see flooding of Californians, you know, the Texas and the Florida, the Utah, the Idaho, maybe even Nevada, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee. I think you're going to see places like that and others continue to do well, certainly cities within those states, certain cities. I think you're going to see places like Illinois and New York and New Jersey, Connecticut and California, even Washington State for that matter, that are, and certainly Oregon, that have embraced these woke leftist ideas, the defund the police movements. I think they're going to see the flooding and the exodus of those people, and I'd say there you're going to see some potential for decline. And you have to plan for that, because if you're somebody that's a flipper, right, a lot of people, I buy properties and flip them. Okay, then just be prepared for that. But you have two things happening. You have the retraction of the dollars, so less money is circulating, and then you have the increased cost of the money. It's called a rising of interest rates. It's now just about $300 more per $100,000 that you borrow. So $300 more per month for every $100,000 that you borrow today than it was just 6 months ago. So many people bought a home. They signed the contract. I could afford a $400,000 home. I sold my house. I'm renting for 6 months. The house finally gets built. All the supply chain stuff. The Biden supply chain, I want you guys to start calling that. The Biden, like the Putin price hike.
Oh, my God, it's not the Putin supply chain?
No, it's the Biden supply chain.
Just want to make sure.
The Biden supply chain issues, right, the reaction to COVID. COVID didn't do anything. The pandemic didn't do anything, right? It's called the reaction to COVID. I want to get your vernacular correct. When the reaction to COVID came out and the Biden supply chain began to affect the building of these houses, people weren't waiting 6 months. They were waiting 8 and 9 and 10 months. And now you go to buy your house and to move into that new development because it's finally done, and your cost on the $400,000 house is now $1,200 more a month. More per month. Not $1,200 a month, but $1,200 more per month. That's a problem, because now people who are ready to buy the house can't afford it. They sold their home. They were 1 foot on the bridge. One foot on the boat, it starts to go away, they're waiting to jump, 6 months becomes 10 months, and they finally jump, and they can't afford it, and they will splash.
So, one of the questions you started to talk about was the housing bubble, right? And I don't know if that was aimed at just California or the country as a whole, but as you well know, and I do, people from our area have moved to many other areas of the country. And a friend of mine who moved early on when he saw the crap hitting the fan, he went to Tennessee. And he was sending me, you know, homes. Joe, what are you waiting for? It's going to, you know, California's going to take a nosedive. Look at the prices we have. Well, the same houses I was looking at 2 years ago, right, are almost 2.5 times what they were.
That's right.
That can't keep up, because they're artificially inflated prices, are they not?
Well, it's not so much the price. If you remember when you went to go buy a car, the first time as an adult or whatever, the last 25 years you went to go buy a car, you walk in, you go, hey, that's an amazing car. How much is that? How quickly did the salesman take you from the price of the car to what? The monthly.
$280 a month.
That's
you
right.
Can afford that.
That's
you're
right.
Young.
$280 a month, I'll take it. You're like, but yeah, but how much is the car? Well, how much can you afford a month? So houses went from $400,000 to $1 million. And people could afford it was about the same cost.
Right.
So a $400,000 house 7-8 years ago is the cost today monthly, because that's how people buy homes, most people, per month, on $1 million. So they don't mind. It doesn't matter to me what the cost is. Now the flipper, he or she cares.
Yeah.
The guy or gal now who's stuck where the $1 million house is going to cost the same as not a $400,000 house, but as a $700-800.
Right.
Meaning, guys, I expect there to be a glut on the market of homes in some areas.
All right. Quickly tell people how to get a hold of you.
Hey, guys. 888-99-RETIRE. That's 888-99-RETIRE. That's how you get me.
That's too easy. Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the night. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back with me tomorrow.